That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day, that day, that day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please repeat the following durud after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla Our most beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, has mentioned, if a person wishes that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala be happy with him, be pleased with him, the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasallam said, recite durood pak upon me in large numbers in this dunya, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla will be happy with us on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عليك يا سيدي مكي مدني سرکار صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has mentioned that نية المؤمن خير من عمله intention of a believer is greater than his action الحمد لله عز وجل الله تبارك وتعالى blessed us with this opportunity that today we are in the court of Allah عز وجل in the house of Allah تبارك وتعالى talking about the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, why don't we make some good intentions? Well, the intention of a believer is greater than his action. The more mere intentions, the more sincere intentions we make, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, the more good deeds will be written in our account, inshallah tabarakat ta'ala. So we should not feel shy for making intentions. And we should not lose this great opportunity because intention is a form of ibadah. It is a form of worship. As soon as a person makes intention, the innocent, masoom angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala immediately they start to write good deeds in your account. So inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we, the viewers of Madani channel, first and foremost, let us make intention that whatever we're going to learn here, whatever we're going to learn and teach, inshallah azza wa jal, first and foremost, we make intention that whatever we are doing is only and only for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn, you, I, the viewers of Madani channel, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we try to be practical upon it, and we try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims, inshallah azza wa jalla. When we hear the name of Allah, make intention that praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the form of azza wa jalla, in the form of subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. When we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, make intention inshallah azza wa jalla that you praise the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam, whichever durood you can remember, whichever durood you know inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam, wa alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. My dear esteemed brethren and viewers of Madani channel, today we are discussing a topic, which topic brings one to his last and final destination from time of departure, ending time to the day of judgment. And that is called Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of judgment. The day when everything ceases to exist, everything comes to an end. We are going to discuss, inshallah, views of Madani channel. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we're going to discuss various aspects of Qiyamah. First and foremost, in this series, we'll be discussing about the signs of Qiyamah. All the different signs of Qiyamah, according to Hadith Mubarakah, the sayings of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, so many different narrations, so many Hadith Mubarakah, in which the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam informed us about the signs of Qiyamah. I mean, if you look at the time from Sayyidina Adam, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that came on the earth. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, my dear Islamists and viewers of Malaysia, indeed they have informed their people, their followings, their ummah, about signs of Qiyamah. Definitely, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to his ummah, Hazrat Musa Kalimullah, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to his ummah, Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to his ummah, Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to his ummah, each and every prophet of Allah azza wa jalla, they've given the signs of Qiyamah to their ummah. But so much is stressed in Quran Majid and in the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in Hadith Mubarakah that no other recording in the history of mankind about the signs of Qiyamah that's given like it's given to our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the most and intricate signs of Qiyamah was given to mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? The question might come, why? I mean, why not these signs were given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Why not these signs were given to Hazrat Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? No. Why? The question is, why? So views of Madani Channel, my dear Islamic brethren, the why should be answered like this, that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the last and final messenger of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Last and final messenger. So beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam loved us boundlessly. Oh, viewers of Madani Channel, and my dear Islamic brethren, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam loved us so much, he wanted us to be safe. He wants us to be saved from the punishment on the day of Qiyamah. So what happens? He gives us sign upon sign upon sign upon sign. For who? For you and I, the viewers of Madani Channel, so that when we see these signs of in front of us, then we know that it's a danger zone. Beloved Rasul said this, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said that, so it means that there is a danger zone. We have to be aware about this. If we see these signs in front of us, it means something is happening. We are on a danger zone. For example, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we take an example of a street. When a person is driving a car, viewers of Madani Channel, you can also imagine this, that when a person is driving a car, and if he's traveling on a destination, first and foremost, he must have a license. Without a license, he's in difficulty with the police department. And secondly, he's got to know the rules and regulations of the various signs in order to get the license. So he has to go through a certain stage. He writes an examination. He's got the signs in front of him. Now he tells him that these are the signs for you. You are now the driver. Drive your vehicle and follow the rules and regulations of the council. Follow the rules and regulations of the area. Follow the rules and regulations of the town. Follow the rules and regulations of the province. Follow the rules and regulations of the road acts of the country. If you do not follow these rules and regulations, undoubtedly you will be penalized. So we are driving. Views of Madani Channel, and my dear son, we are driving. We are driving on the highway, all of a sudden we see, it shows you 120 kilometer zone, and next to that it says, beware, there is a camera. If you go more than 120 kilometer zone, more than 120 kilometers per hour, it warns you. Sign. A sign to warn you that there is a danger ahead. If you go more than 120 kilometers per hour, you're going to be penalized. You come into a city area, it tells you a warning. It shows you a sign. Children are crossing the road. Beware, 60 kilometers per hour. So the person who is driving, immediately he cautions, he stops, he slows his vehicle, and he starts going 60 kilometers per hour. Another sign, you come another place. It shows you there's a speed hump. Drive, 20 kilometers per hour. Sign is there. It goes to another area, it tells you it's a danger zone. Sign is there. It goes to another area, it tells you that there's too much of potential of being robbed. Sign on the road tells you be aware, be careful. So a person becomes cautious. He puts on his safety belt, puts on his button down, tells his family, beware. Can't you see the sign? Sign is telling us that there is a danger ahead of us. So my dear stand brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, if we look at our life, whether we're talking about a car, whether we're talking about a plane, whether we're talking about a train, or whether we're talking about anything in the dunya, each and everything gives you a signal. It gives you a sign. That there's a, you must take precaution. You must beware. There is danger ahead of you. There is emergency in front of you. There is difficulty in front of you. There is a problem about to come in front of you. Each and every department, government department, religious department, whether it's electrical department, whether it's plumbing department, whether it's a road department, whether it's a traffic department, whether it's a police department, each and every department has a specific sign. And you know what, my dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel? On one end, we're talking about the signs of Qiyamah. We're talking about the signs of the Day of Judgment. And I'm giving you a simple example of our daily life, what signs we are seeing in our lives. So to give you, to put your mind into reality that signs of Qiyamah is not a joke. It's a reality. Definitely, 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 it is a reality and we are going to have to face it. So we are ready to, my dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, we are ready to follow the signs of the road. We are ready to follow the signs of the police department. We are ready to follow the signs of the traffic department. We are ready to follow the signs of the local council. We are ready to follow the signs of the provincial council. We are ready to follow the signs of the national council. But we are not ready to follow the signs of minds. Merciful Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul Alayhi Salaam Wasalam has given us about the signs of Qiyamah. I mean, this is the reality. When a person is traveling on the road, and when there's a traffic signal, when there's a robot, and a traffic signal says red, and he doesn't follow the sign, all of a sudden he shoots the sign, the red signal. What happens? Immediately, a very expensive photograph takes place. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, and my dear Islam brethren, a very expensive photograph takes place. And that photograph, immediately, it's computerized and it goes to the traffic department, the head office, into the computer. It says, okay, Mr. So-and-so, from Brookdale Masjid, in that area, from that street, that registration number, on that day, that specific date, specific time and specific second, he did not follow our sign. He did not follow our sign. Immediately, via computer, a fine is sent to Mr. So-and-so from Brookdale. And when he opens the post, he says, oh, oof, 10,000 rand, $10,000, 10,000 pounds, if only I follow the sign. Today, I would have been in so much of ease and so much of relaxation. So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, you think for a moment that a person is worried about the camera of a traffic light. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us signs about Qiyamah. The beloved Rasul Alayhi Salaam has given us about signs of Qiyamah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, so many hadithi mubarakah, so many ulama ikram, so many books, so many programs in this beautiful Madani Channel is telling us about the signs of Qiyamah, and still we don't take heed. Imagine on that day, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, we have to come in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. What is going to be the condition of you and I, dear son, with the views of Madani Channel, when the fine is going to be read out by you yourself? And who is the camera? Allahu Akbar. The camera, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, had created two angels. Kiraman Katibin. They will write down each and every act of yours. Your each and every move, your each and every word. You think we can bribe that angels? Yes, when the traffic sign we didn't follow. The traffic sign we didn't follow, viewers of Madani Channel, we could have said yes, maybe we can bribe the police officer, we can go to the court and we can reduce the fine, and we can tell them that, you know what, it was some problem, that person is not allowed, he's deceased, we had this problem, we had that problem, somebody stole my vehicle. We can make so much of excuses, and we can get away with the fine. in the court of the dunya, but in the court on the plains of Qiyamah. On the day of judgment, my dear families and viewers of Madani Channel, how are we going to get away from that court when the angels, the twin recording angels, they will write each and every action? And not only that, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, if you think that you would say on the day of Qiyamah that no, oh my merciful Allah, there must be some mistake, then the mouths will be sealed. The mouths will be sealed. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, the hands will start to bear witness. The legs will start to bear witness. The eyes will start to bear witness. Each and every part of the body will start to bear witness. Can we bribe on that day, on the day of Qiyamah? No, my dear Islam brothers and Madani Channel. Indeed, we are going to be in major problems on the day of Qiyamah if we do not follow the signs of the Qiyamah in this dunya. This is why we have to make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If we say in our terminology, millions, no, not millions. Billions, no, not billions. Trillions, no, not trillions. If there's anything more than trillions, make shukr to Allah. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, first and foremost, He chose us to be amongst the ummah of His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, we could have been the ummah of Sayyidina Dawud, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We could have been the ummah of Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We could have been the ummah of Sayyidina Sulaiman, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But no, it is the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that He chose you and I, viewers of Madani Channel, to be amongst the ummah of His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala sallam worried so much about us for Qiyamah that He told, oh my Ummah, if you check these signs, if you check these signs, the signs of Qiyamah, and make sure you don't fall in that category, then inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we'll be safe in the dunya, in the qabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah inshallah. توبوا إلى الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Qiyamah is a fact. It's a true, 112% true. There's no infatuation about it. There's no lie about it. It's not made up. It is real, and it's a fundamental belief of Islam. It will come at its appointed time. And it's appointed date. And it will most definitely come. Allahu Akbar. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, translation comes to Iman. Verily the hour of Qiyamah will come. Who is saying? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Oh, the Ummah of Muhammad. Sallallahu Ta'ala says, verily the hour of Qiyamah will come. My dear members and viewers of Madani Channel, if anyone rejects, let's say somebody rejects, they say, no, we don't believe in Qiyamah. If anybody rejects the reality of Qiyamah or even has the slightest doubt regarding Qiyamah, my dear Islam is in views of Madani Channel, he's kafir. Out of the fold of Islam. Tubu ila Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has set aside a special day. Special day. Allahu Akbar. And what is this special day all about? Either the day is going to be a day of reward or the day of punishment. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, the good and the God-fearing, the one who fears Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he will go into Jannah inshallah. And the one who is disobedient, definitely, he will get the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islam and viewers of Madani Channel. If we are God fearing, if we are fearing Rabb Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and of course if we are Ashikani Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, which is the root of our Iman, the love of the beloved Rasul Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is the root of our Iman. If we have this, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you and I in the views of Madani Channel, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, not only Jannah, no, not only Jannah. We want Jannat al-Firdaus in the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. So Qiyamah is divided into two signs. Alamat-e Sugra and Alamat-e Kubra. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, these signs are the small signs or the minor signs and the major signs. The minor signs of Qiyamah and the major signs of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the minor signs is all the signs that we're seeing around us. All the signs that we're seeing around us about especially namaz, disobedience towards parents, so much of signs around us. You'll be amazed as to how much of signs of Qiyamah is already around us. My dear Islam and viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar and Qiyamah Kubra is that day when everything will cease to exist. Imagine the skies will cease to exist. The earth, everything will cease to exist. Allahu Akbar, with regards to when Qiyamah will come, always the question mark. Everybody's worried about when will Qiyamah come? When will Qiyamah come? For how long it will be? When it will come? Which year will it come? Oh, these questions are always in the mind. When will Qiyamah come? Which day it will come? Which year it will come? Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has kept hidden from them the knowledge about this day. When it will come? The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam was commanded to keep this information concealed. Hide them. Keep them concealed. True from his ummah. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. As it is mentioned in the commentary of Jalalain, that Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has blessed His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam with the knowledge of Jannah. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has blessed His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam with the knowledge of Jahannam. And all that which is in it, everything which is in it. And He commanded Him to conceal certain things and keep them as a secret. In this regard, Allahu Akbar, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has given us so much of examples to show us the signs of Qiyamah. Otherwise, everything else is kept a secret. Tubu ila Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salam alayka. Ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. With regards to the day, the date, the time, there is some good news for us so that we can understand a little bit. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, in fact, he mentioned that on the 10th day of Muharram, on the 10th day of Muharram, that will be the day of Qiyamah. And it will be on Yawm al-Jum'ah, on the day of Jum'ah. And it also will be between the time of Dhuhr and Asr Salah. So, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, Madani channel, 10th of Muharram, Friday, Allahu Akbar, and between the time of Dhuhr and Asr. So each and everyone is talking about Qiyamah. Everybody is in a panic about Qiyamah. That these signs are already available. So much of signs, so much of signs. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, we try to go over some of the signs of the Qiyamah. And inshallah, as the series is going on, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we've discussed some of these intricately, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, these signs of Qiyamah, inshallah. It's been narrated from Maq'ul, who narrated from Mawla Ali, radiallahu ta'ala, that the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has said, it is amongst the signs of the nearness of Qiyamah that when you see people, number one, you see people destroying their namaz and harming what has been given to them in trust. Number two, they make major sins as halal, and they take bribery and they take interest, and they make their homes of solid materials, and they start to follow their desires. My dear members and viewers of Madani channel, please listen carefully. Inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, we try to cover these points as the silsila is going. We cover inshallah the main topics which is available now in our time. Inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, they sell their deen in exchange for worldly gain. Tubu ila Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala. They recite the Quran like a song. They recite the Quran like this, like a song. And when you see people using hide or wild animals as adornment, as a decoration, and when you make the masjids their pathways, and when men start wearing silk clothing, and when oppression is on the increase, these are signs of Qiyamah. And adultery becomes common, and talaq is also common, and talaq is regarded as a minor issue. And when items of trust are kept in care of treacherous people, and when the honest people are regarded as treacherous, and when the rain becomes the means of intense heat, and when the children become the cause of heartache, and the corrupt become wealthy leaders, my dear Islam Leader views of Madani Channel, and the liars, they become advisors, and the treacherous become leaders, and the oppressors become law enforcers. Oppressors become law enforcers, and the ulama fold their hands and their chest and lower themselves before the wealthy people.
Allah.
And when there will be abundance of qaris and shortage of fuqaha, specialists, religious jurists, and when the holy books are lined up with gold, Allahu Akbar, and the masjids are decorated, and the members and pulpits are made spacious, and when the hearts become wicked, and when the people keep singing and dancing girls, and when musical instruments are regarded as halal, and when alcohol is consumed abundantly, and when the laws set by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala are transgressed, viewers of Madani Channel, these are the signs of Qiyamah. Believe it or not, it is there. Start looking and start thinking carefully. As I mentioned all the points, definitely, signs of Qiyamah are in front of us. And when the months become short, and when the promises and the agreements are broken, and when the wives become partners of their husbands in businesses, and when females imitate, dress like and behave like males, and when males imitate females, and when the oath is taken other than in the name of Allah, people are making customs other than the name of Allah, signs of Qiyamah. And when the person will come forth to give testimony, even without being asked to do so, he'll come to give witness. And when people regard the giving of zakat as a penalty, difficult, we can't give zakat, it's a sign of Qiyamah. And the amanat, the money and other things given in trust, will also be regarded as proceeds. And men will be obedient to their wives, astaghfirullah. Men will become obedient to their wives, is a sign of Qiyamah, my dear Islamic views of Madani Channel. And they will disobey their mothers. They will disobey their mothers. And they will distance themselves from their fathers. It's a sign of Qiyamah. And when positions of power will be regarded as inheritance, and the latter people of the Ummah will slander the old people, the predecessors, and the people will be respected based on fear of his behavior. And there will be an abundance of soldiers throughout the world. And the ignorant will go onto the members and the pulpits, and the men will wear crowns, and the roads will become constricted, and the homes will be built very, very high, solid materials like skyscrapers, and the males will imitate females, and the females will imitate males, and there shall be numerous khatibs who will deliver the sermon on your members, and your ulama will lower themselves before the custodians, and they will say that which is haram to be halal for them, and they will command which is halal to be regarded as haram. And they will give fatwas as per their desires. And your ulama will attain knowledge so that they may gather the dirhams and dinars of your wealthy leaders. Astaghfirullah. Tubu ila Allah. And you will make Quran a business entity. Quran, the final testimony of merciful Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. will become a business entity, my dear son, brother. And you will destroy from your wealth that which is haq of Allah. And your wealth will be in the control of the persecutors. And you will break your family ties. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. And you will consume alcohol in the gatherings and gamble. You will play the drums and other musical instruments. And you will not give your zakat. And you will regard zakat as a penalty, as we've been discussed before. And when the innocent are being killed, and the ordinary people, innocent people are being killed, and the ordinary people will be uncomfortable. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasul, my dear Islam brothers, views of Madani channel. So this topic, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, we're going to cover many, many aspects on this topic. And inshallah azawajalla, we are hopeful that from this topic, inshallah, many people, inshallah azawajalla, will be able to understand the signs of Qiyamah. And not only that, inshallah azawajalla, we'll ensure, oh my dear standards and viewers of Madani channel, we will ensure that we will not be those persons who will be hooked on those signs. We will not be the ones who are guilty of those signs. So my dear son, brethren, please make this intention, inshallah, that Allah tabaraka ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah, to understand these points, inshallah, and keep watching Madani channel, especially this series, the signs of Qiyamah, inshallah, each and every sign we try to cover, and we try to make it a silsila, and we're hopeful that we're going to learn something from these points, inshallah, Allah karam. Aisa kare tujhpe jahan mein. اے دعوت اسلامی تیری دوم مچی ہو آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد
That day shall you be brought to judgment That day shall you be brought to judgment That day shall you be brought to judgment That day That day